I do solemnly swear or affirm. That I will support the Constitution of the state of Tennessee.
A changing of the guard. I'm Zach Troutman for WGNS News. New and returning city council members took the oath of office administered by Judge Ewing Sellers at the May 3rd meeting of the Murfreesboro City Council.
Council members who were reelected, I welcome you back. Mr. Smotherman, newly elected, congratulations. We look forward to working with you, and it's an excellent opportunity, and we're very happy to have you on the council, and we're glad you're here.
Thank you, Mayor.
Appointed to fill the position of vice mayor, previously occupied by Chris Bratcher, Mr. Ron Washington.
I would open up the floor for nominations to vice mayor.
Mayor Bragg and council members, I'd like to nominate Mr. Ron Washington to be our new vice mayor.
Second that.
Aye.
Congratulations, Vice Mayor Washington.
News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kessner, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center, on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. You don't have to live with pain from carpal tunnel, sinus problems, migraines, or pinched nerves. Call 895-1253 to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Mark Kessner. Finally, in slight contrast to previous reports, no water and sewer rate change was voted on at the meeting, but rather an agreement to be responsible for the debts from the loans used to pay for future projects.
Tonight, you're not approving rate increases. When we make application to state revolving loan, they require us to say that we're going to meet our obligation for the debt service. What this does is gives the state revolving loan staff the roadmap, if you will, for what we're going to have to do in the future. The total loan up is $37 million. $2.4 million of this is free money. They will give us principal forgiveness on $2 million.
Stay tuned to WGNS.